Car guys, car gals, good morning, CR. It's time to brew. Got Fred and Lou, Nancy Benjamin, to here we are. It is time to have a good time. Good morning, good car guys and car gals. Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenard, the Subprime Bureau.
And we are excited to have a special, special guest inside of the cafe today. Nancy Benjamin is brewing solutions with us, and we are excited to have this going on.
I'm excited to be here, guys. It's a good morning. It's a good do what we came here to do. Thank you for having me on the show. Couldn't pick a better show to be on.
Inside of you, feeling some of them horns getting ready to announce that today is another day that solutionaries are rising. We're excited to be here with some more solutionaries. Another solutionary that's doing great things up in Michigan, and we're just excited to have her here. But we want to let you all know that this brew has been brought to you by Big and Elite FI Brewers.
That's right.
These are some incredible individuals and companies that have definitely seen that we are here to bring some solutions to the industry, changing mindsets into a positive mental form so that we can do great things. I'm just excited to have some great people here.
I love how you broke the sentences like they one sentence sounded like three. We're super excited this morning. We have a special guest, Nancy. Nancy's been somebody that I've seen on social media that just brings light every time she puts a post out there. She definitely is all about making things positive, putting things on a great note. I know she's been through some stuff over the last couple of years in her life, but yet she still is a beacon of light out there. And I'm so excited to have her on the show. She's a former podcast host herself, but I'm going to influence and make her do it again. She needs to be out there doing a podcast. Seriously, your voice needs to be out there. But the most important thing for me about podcasts, so you know, and I think that it maybe you probably already know this, but it's bringing other voices in and allowing them to come. And when you can do that, your podcast will just, it's butter. You learn so much, you share so much, and then you get to, and everybody in the world gets to have a little piece of that. So we're so excited to have you here. Thank you so much this morning.
I'm excited to be here. And yes, I did have a podcast before. We're going to leave that later on.
We'll talk about this some more, yeah.
But it's nice to be on one again, getting interviewed this time, not being the one interviewing.
I know what you mean. When I get interviewed, it's a different rush. When I remember the very first time I ever was interviewed, I was extremely nervous, almost to the vomit point. But once I was like 1 second into it, I was fine. But all the way leading to that moment, I was like, oh my goodness, am I going to be? No, I was fine. Everything was great. So we're excited. So we know you're going to have a great time today. We know you're going to bring some knowledge. We know that you're going to be able to share some stuff for people that are just going to be able to open their eyes up. And hopefully some people can reach out to you afterwards if they need some help in their dealerships. You know, that's the idea, to let people know what you do, how you do it, and how to get a hold of you. And we're going to make that happen for you today. So, Nancy, before we do that, we do this thing before we do everything. There's one thing we always do.
What?
We make sure to apply 3 F's as the formula to make sure that we keep growing. And these 3 F's include you wiping off the weight of failure, unforgiveness, fear, worry, doubt, or anything that somebody has said negative about you. All that negativity has to get off your shoulders. You got to wipe it off. Then, number 2, we are going to take the hands that are free to do great things and focus on where it is that we are going, and then we're going to fly. 3 motions. Here we go on 3. 1. Go ahead, cross it off. There you go. 1, 2, 3, say forgive.
Focus.
Right here. Fly. And keep growing. Yeah, get some. There we go.
You did that so perfect.
There we go.
You know what? That felt good. It starts up my day. I like this.
That's it. That's the best way to start the day. That's no doubt. So we are going to jump into our 5-liner with you, Nancy. And our five-liner is designed to just bring out you, talk about you, your origin story from where you began to where you are now. So I'm excited about this. Let's get this thing started. The very first question, what drives you when you wake up every morning to get out of bed instead of sit there and hit the snooze button 20 times and sleep in all day long? What motivates you to go ahead and just try to be more than you were the day before?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. It's loaded because there's so many things that built up to this moment. Every single day that you get up, there are people that depend on you. You know, they rely on you. They look up to you. They're inspired by you, or you're inspired by them. It's an opportunity to do something better every single day. And, you know, I came from very, very humble beginnings. So the fuel that I get from that humble beginning is what drives me every single day, to be honest with you.
Oh, yes. I love it. It's the drive to be more and know that you are more. You know, there's this United States, the world, and it allows us to become people that we want to be.
That's right. And you don't let the past determine your future. So
That's true. Exactly. You know, and everybody can start over right this second. You know,
morning is a chance to start fresh.
Do not let your past define you. You know, and I love that you said that because it's so true. Because everybody has a checkered past at some point, right? Everybody has made mistakes in the past. No one's perfect in this whole planet. To include myself, none of us are perfect.
In here?
But what we all strive to do is just be better. And you don't have to even be perfect. You just have to be better than you were the day before. And that's what we strive to be. And I can tell that's what your purpose is just to be better, to help more people, to do these things. So you're a solutionary at heart, period. That's where your drive comes from, is to be a solutionary. So welcome to the show, right? So
thank you. Thank you.
Just jump in there real quick and dig into this humble beginning side of it. Because there's something about this business that is nearly magical. If you can come in one way, don't know how to dress, don't really know how to speak, don't know people, don't have connections, don't have an education, may not have graduated high school. There's so many things that have been weights on people to jump into a profession where they can make real good, solid money. And I mean, become millionaires. You can really find your way, whether you're cleaning your car up to owning the dealership. That path can be created inside of this business. That's why I love this business. We do come from humble beginnings as well. But Nancy, as far as the humble beginnings that you have and how you've seen the business be able to bend towards helping promote and build up other people, remember, it's not been race hasn't stopped people from necessarily succeeding inside of this. Religion hasn't stopped people from succeeding inside of this business. Political parties, preferences, none of that stuff stops people from succeeding in this business unless they let it. Unless their humble beginnings are things that they take back in and they use as an excuse for why they can't advance forward. So real quick, I just want to dig a little bit more into that. I guess I'll go ahead and use that as my question. Describe some of these humble beginnings that you've come from and how you found your way to the car business.
Let's start with growing up in the roughest part of Detroit you can possibly live in. I mean, obviously Detroit is Detroit, right? So, it has a rep and it lives by it. So it's very real. It was very scary. Some months I thought I wasn't going to see the next month. Some years I thought for sure this is going to be the last. You know, robberies, you name it, my house getting caught on fire. I watched everything burn. And that kind of stuff shapes you because it thickens your skin at a very young age. But you carry it with you. You know, all those memories, you don't forget. So obviously you never want to go back to that moment. And that's why you have to keep trying harder every day.
That's right. So how did you find yourself in the car business?
So when I left college and decided to go visit my father, who lived in Arizona at the time, I had to pay off college debt. So I started with the infamous Van Tuyl Group out in the Southwest. I started one of the largest Honda dealerships in the Southwest and got my start there. And honestly, for me, it was just something to get you know, to pay the bills. And at the time, I did not know I was entering my professional career. It was, you know, the Vantile training is very process driven. The 12 steps, I'll never forget them. And that's really what got me, I guess, excited about the business and the opportunity to make so much money at such a young age. It was fun. You get to talk to people. I was able to be myself. It was a very non-judgmental business. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody takes you for who you are. As long as you're treating each other well, everybody's selling cars, everyone's happy, and your consumers feel like, you know, this is a place I'll come back to again. It was kind of a no-brainer for me. And I didn't want to stay in Arizona. So in 2020, September, I came back to Michigan. 2 weeks later, found Auto Loan Options. He hired me and a programmer, and we were his two first employees, and it's been 8 years later, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
That's a great story. You know, this business has a way of sucking people in. You know, it's addictive, because here's the thing, bottom line, we do make money, but what the thing this business does, it solves problems for people. It helps other people. It changes people's lives. It does so many things that are beneficial as a human being to other human beings. You know, so we provide a great service, whether you're in sales, retail, a vendor, whatever you're doing, you're definitely helping other people. And it's like that in a lot of things. You can actually, if you really dig deep, you can find that type of motivation in almost anything you do in this world. There's ways that, you know, what you do it's beneficial to the human race. It's you're helping them, you're helping the race or the people move forward.
Correct.
People will be able to live well. But the thing about the car business is that it's an amazing business. There's so many amazing people. There's so many different levels of this business that if you want growth, you can find growth every single day. If you need something to learn, you can sit down and learn something every single day about how to do this job better, right? People like you, Nancy, are the reason why, you know, what you do and what you provide as a service with your company and with yourself is that you're helping people do all those things. You're helping people realize that a dealership can, you know, talking about subprime, and I'm a subprime hero. I absolutely, you know, love subprime, and I'm all passionate about helping and bringing light to that. And what you do is very much like that. What you do is trying to help people in that market. That market is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Every moment right now in this world, with the way coronavirus did, with lost jobs and all these people who had fair credit, now they have less than fair credit, or people who had great credit now have fair credit, you know. So there's all this people who are now subprime, and dealerships have to help them. There's a lot of dealerships who wouldn't even try to help these customers. So now they're starting to realize, wow, this market share is way bigger, and it was always big. It was always a huge market share. It's just that they just ignored it. They ignored it because their friends or their family members weren't those types of people, right?
It was unfortunately something that a lot of people kind of swept under the rug. And, you know, a lot of times you never knew who subprime managers were at a dealership. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to say, but it's reality, you know.
Facts.
The longest time I didn't understand why, because that's your front line for those are your future consumers.
Yep.
That's the man that's going to build that relationship with your future consumers. I never understood why that subprime finance manager or special or whatever they want to call it, secondary, was the guy that wasn't, or the girl that wasn't on their website most of the time. Believe it or not, I couldn't find those professionals on a website. And for the life of me, I never understood it. But I think as time went by, I think more people realize that this is not going anywhere. This is necessary. You need to be more upfront about it. And, you know, what better way to do it than just put yourself out there, let people know you're there to help them. And, you know, it's a good start. I personally think that is, if not one of your most important people at your dealership.
There's no doubt about that.
I mean, consumers that have had challenging times, that maybe your consumer forever, they're going to bring back their family, their friends, because you treated them right.
Right. Right.
The thing that's actually starting to happen big inside of the shift from just the way people are purchasing right now is that there is so much that's happening that's affected people's credit. There's so much that has shifted. But even before COVID came across or all of these other things have adjusted inside of our life, the concept of a customer going through some bad times and then not being able to come back to you to purchase is like a mindset I can't wrap around. You spoke about it the other day on how we were brought up in this business.
Yeah.
When we were brought up in this business, subprime was subprime. The question we only had was, can I sell them a car? What can I do? What do you want me to show them? Where do you want me to go?
Do I need all steps or do I just need a couple?
Do I need all the references? Do I need proof of residence? Do I need to prove everything? What do I need? Just tell me what I need. This person is this person.
I feel like banks came along and probably started to do more training on their programs, which I feel is extremely important. If I'm going to be honest, I'm going to definitely say I think a lot more dealerships need to be open about all of the banks that are walking through their doors. And you have to stay in green mode. You can't sit there and think that you know everything, because this business is an ever-changing business.
Yes.
There are things that you will learn about these banks programs every single day to help you sell more cars and help more people.
Bam, right? You know, and that's the key. And people and companies like Nancy works for, they're going to help you learn these processes too. So, like, here's the thing. You know, I know that I'm process-driven. So in order for me, I can say, hey, I want to do subprime, but until I got my processes in play that I am going to use consistently, and every single time, I'm not going to just break from it and sometimes work it, sometimes not. You have to do it every single day. Be passionate about every application that your salesperson brings you as a manager. If you're a salesperson, be passionate about every customer that walks on your lot. Tell them how much you appreciate them, how much it means to you that they're even sitting down with you, allowing you to take a credit out from them. Because these people are going through things. They're embarrassed to show you their credit. They're embarrassed to talk about their past history.
But it's so heartbreaking, the things that I see every day.
I do too. You know, it does. You know,
it's heartwarming at the same time. When they get help the right way, you should see the reviews they write for some of these dealerships. It'll put tears in your eyes.
But the key to everything is you can do everything right. And I mentioned this the other night when I was on a podcast, when I was being interviewed, is that you can meet and greet them. You can do everything. You can show them the right car. They can buy the vehicle. The payment's affordable. They leave the lot. You do a great delivery. But if you never follow up with these people and you don't send them a thank you note, you don't call them periodically, let them know how much you appreciate the business and ask them how they're doing, they will forget you. Even if you treated them like a queen or a king, they will forget you.
Oh, yes, they will. I mean,
and then they will come in and ask for someone else or just be like, I don't remember my person. And at that point, to me, that means you don't deserve that customer. So always follow up. So all you salespeople out there, no matter what kind of sales you're in, whether you're in car business, if you're in pharmaceutical sales, if you're in, you know, insurance sales, it doesn't matter. You have to follow up with everyone that you touch, to include your current roster of clients. Your current roster of clients is actually where you can make the most amount of money, even in the future, if you use it right, for referrals, for follow-up, for repeat business, for touch-ups, add-ons to their whatever, right? That's such a golden thing, and people underutilize their current database of people so much. That's a whole other story. We can talk about that some more later. But
I can go into that so deep.
Oh, I know you can. So we're gonna get to the third question now. So the third question I'm gonna have for you is, and it's something we kind of talked yesterday on the phone. You know, we were trying to just, you know, get to know each other a little bit before the show started, and when we were talking, you know, I know you mentioned some people in the past. I am sure that there's somebody who heavily influenced you, somebody that you can look back at and be like, this person made a huge pivot in my life by just what they taught me. Who would that person
be? An easy one. I can't even talk about it sometimes without getting emotional, because he took me at a very young age. I mean, I think I was like 22, 23. And 8 years later has turned me into the woman I've always wanted to be. And that is a man that works in that office right there, and that owner of this company, Bob Chica, who owns and directs Auto Loan Options. He has taught me more about relationships and the value of nurturing them and taking care of your clients more than anybody has and I think ever will. And I owe a very huge portion of my success to them now.
Cheers to him.
Cheers.
That's always good to have a mentor person like that in your work spot. You know, those mentors eventually one day are going to look at you as a mentor in a sense too. You know, I have people who have coached me up, raised me up, helped me become who I am. And then now they're looking at me because I've really reached out and they're looking for mentorship from me. And that's a beautiful thing. But that's what a mentor wants. Like, I know that if I was
better to get mentored by my
right. God. So if I can mentor somebody like Lou, right, and I get him pumped up, and then one day he grows so big that I get influenced by what he's doing, that's beautiful. It's your legacy, you know, and you're part of his legacy, and you're going to have a legacy of your own, and I know it's going to be a beautiful thing, and because you're just an awesome person, and you just keep doing what you're doing, you're so positive, reach out, get uncomfortable, like, you know, I really want to see this Nancy Marie Benjamin podcast, it needs to happen again, and I think that if you do this, and you put passion into it the way you are with everything else you do, I know it's going to be great, and I know that I would be there to support it. I know Lou would be there, and anyone, and all these friends that are on here watching now. There's so many people who will support that. So that's a great answer. Kudos to him. So Lou,
do you really feel like he's pushing this podcast for you? Do you really feel like he wants to see you?
I told her that yesterday that I'm going to make sure she does this podcast. I won't leave it. I won't leave it alone.
So I really For me, the only reason why, to be honest with you, that I really stopped, and I'm going to probably grab a tissue because it's hard for me not to get emotional about this. I only stopped the old podcast because after my father passed, I didn't have it in me to interview one more person. I mean, it literally was cut off the moment the podcast was picking up, and it was for me, you know, a no-brainer, obviously. I needed some time to mourn, you know, the greatest man in my life, and I felt disrespectful to continue it for a little while. And then COVID hit, you know, after I actually had a little bit of, I guess, gut to start the program up again, the beginning of this year, we hit COVID, and that's when things started to fall for, you know, some of our dealers, unfortunately. Luckily, our company was untouched as far as, you know, sales and things like that. There were a lot of states that weren't affected. A lot of dealers had amazing record months, believe it or not. And some of them, unfortunately, didn't have, you know, had some not so great moments. And we stuck by those dealerships. In fact, I think we might have been the only subprime lead generator that stopped the leads for dealerships that forgot to tell us to turn things off because we felt it was the right thing to do. We didn't feel right that, you know, right to charge people for leads that, you know, you weren't going to be able to work anyway.
Right.
It was the right thing to do, and I'm very happy that we did. And they have gladly all started up and come back, and I can't believe what they're doing now. I mean, I'm super, super impressed with the dealers that have come back after COVID. Industry definitely has thawed out a lot more than it was in the earlier months, but I'm happy to see everybody back at it, selling cars, you know, helping customers every single day. And for us, it's really important who we choose as dealers. And I didn't mention this before, but I'm not going to work with any dealer that wants to sign up with me. I'm just not going to. You need to have the right knowledge, the right team, the right bank set up, the right inventory. We're going to be selective because we're a company based on reputation. If you know what you're going to do or what to do, we're setting our customers up for failure, and we're setting your dealership up for failure, and I'm not here to just take your money. I like to work with you month after month, and the only way to do that is to make sure that we get all those questions answered in the beginning.
Boom. And that's because you're a dealer partner. You're not a vendor. You're not an outside source. You want to be a partner with the business.
That's exactly right.
When you partner, you take ownership of their business in your heart, you know, so when they fail, you fail. When they succeed, you succeed. And that's the only way to take any type of business when you're helping other people is that you have to become one with those people. You have to become that. So like if ABC Motor is my client, I am now ABC Motor, right? You know, when I'm working with them, everything I do, I'm passionate just like the owner would be passionate about this business. I would be upset if something didn't go the way I was planning it to go. You know, all those types of things. I can see that inside you. I see that your company's like that. I love that your owner and your company decided to hold the leads even on people who didn't ask to hold them because it was the right thing to do. Because, you know, those people, they don't think about all the little bills that they're paying out, the dealers and stuff like that, because they're so worried.
It's easy to forget all the expenses that you're
making. Yeah, and by you guys taking the initiative and saying, hey, look, we're going to pump the brakes on this for you guys because it's what we should be doing, because I'm going to be giving you leads that are just going to sit there for no reason, right? So you guys, you all did the right thing there. That shows you guys that you guys are not about the money. You're about people over profits. And
that's 100%. Integrity is one of the things that he taught me.
Yeah, and I love that. And that's, integrity is my number one, to me, it's my biggest core value. It's something that I really try to focus my whole life around, whether it's my home life, whether it's my work life. It's always going to be with integrity first. If I start with integrity, everything falls into place, right? So I love that you guys are like that. I love that you're like that. And I know that it's just going to blossom from there. This whole COVID thing was a great time for a multitude of things. You know, I'm not saying the world, I hate to say even great with the word COVID, but I look at the bright side of everything that we're doing. I look at, when I see life and something negative happens, there's always a yang to that yin. You know what I mean? So there's always a positive side to something negative. And if you focus on that negative, you'll drown in it. You'll just feel like, man, life is horrible. I can't handle it. But if you focus on the positive or know what the positive is going to be because of this negative, it's easier to stay positive, keep moving forward, doing the right things, having that integrity, helping other people grow. Grow is so key. And you're doing that, Nancy. And I see that. I've seen even the growth of just the last few months during Corona with you. You know, I've seen that you're posting more. You're starting to get more excited about doing things. And I really want to keep encouraging you to do that, not to stop. Because when it starts to get uncomfortable is when you're doing it right. Right? So keep being uncomfortable.
Right. That's literally what we preach. Now, behind you, what you guys don't see right now is our BDC is working at all of our dealer accounts right now, right behind you. And, it, you know, they walked in and they're like, what's, you know, they had a feeling what was going on, but it was interesting. But they're happy to hear this because they're getting this insight from people outside of the office that are in the business and, you know, feel the same way about how we value, you know, our consumers, our clients and everything. And that's what we teach them to do as well. I mean, they're here because they want to be here. They're not here because it's 9 to 5. They're here because they actually enjoy what they do. You know, hopefully they like me.
But I'm sure they do. You're contagiously, it's easy to like me. You know, you just have this coming, you know, obviously I don't see you every day, you know, but what you put out there and your vibe is very, I do see you every day. Yeah. But the vibe is very, it's very, you know, I'm an open person. I'm here to help. I love people. I love life. I just want to encourage people to enjoy life too. And that's the way that translates to your workforce too. When you can provide that to everybody and everybody's going on that vibe and they're feeding off each other, it's just a good thing. You know, we've had some people jump on this morning.
I want to go up.
Yeah, exactly. It's a family.